Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
At first, it's frustrating because they're like, oh, what's the, so like, example. So like, I'm working with an external vendor to help get more paid leads into our studio. And it's great. I'm looking forward to it. And so one of their, the agency thing is like, hey, for me sending you leads and based on this deal structure, we want to make sure that your team can close. And a lot of the clubs they work with are more of those like Snap, Anytime, Planet Fitness, like open concept gyms where you just, or like open studio space gym. You walk in and now you just have a machine and like you self guide your own workout and like you're self standing. So for them, like people either join or they don't. So there's no like skills required. But for someone that's higher ticket like us, we're like 150, 180 a month. It's a more personal cut. So we have to have self built. It's like, well, we want to make sure your team can pass our basic selling assessment. Prodding for the why, getting pre-agreement before you get the trial or before you get to the actual like time to ask for like credit card for filing and joining, and just basic sales process stuff. It's great. But the team is saying, well, hey, in the training, they do a 6-week challenge. We saw a 10-week challenge. We also have a progressive workout structure and at Anytime Fitness kind of do your own thing. There's no growth in your journey. Keep people still joining mid-journey and just differences and what they teach in the classes as well as what we're going to be executing on. So I'm glad they're asking this question. And I'm realizing I need to say the right same things the right way. And it's okay to be redundant and to not like come across as I'm annoyed at them because I'm a little bit, I'm annoyed. Let's be honest, but it's also like reiterating what the point is. Why are we doing this? Where are we going? What is this going to do for us? How is this going to benefit them? How much easier is it going to be for leads and appointments? And here's what we have to do to get there. And so here's the stuff we're not going to be doing. We're not doing 6-week challenges. We're staying on 10-week challenges. People can still join the session. It's just going to be a little bit torquey if they don't know all of the logistics of what they're doing. And so just acknowledging, hey, the details, here's the answer to the details. And not getting frustrated because I'm not used to having to explain that thoroughness that I'm currently now doing. So that's something that I'm grateful for. I'm glad that they address the details. It also gives me confidence when details need to happen, like a party, for example, that everything is taken care of and arranged for because I need them to do that for me so that I can focus on the bigger thing, like the time of year and that we have a party. And they could focus on where is it going to be? The food and beverage minimum. Do they have a projector? Do they have speakers? Do they have activities for kids? Do we allow kids? Is this dressed up? Is this chill down? Get it all the yawn. So I think feeding into them trust and confidence to make those calls in their own as well can be important. For stuff that it's okay to mess up on, like do they have kids activities? Well, if they do, cool, kids can go. If they don't, darn it. Well, I guess kids cannot come. Like, it's okay to mess up on that. For sales training, it's like, well, we can't mess up on that because that's a bottleneck for us to be able to take the warp. So that's what we're doing today. Also meeting with the seller, going over some digital asset transfer things like admin, user credentials, and getting all the migration from that. It's only going to be for like an hour or two, so it's not all transensive. No, but it's not more getting the week. It's a full schedule, not gonna lie. Between this and the day job, it's a lot of communication, a lot of keeping people in the loop. What are we doing? Where are we at? What are we doing next? And then recapping, here's things settle down, or here's the next action step. What do you need from me? What do I need from you? So it's a lot, but these are problems I want to have. I don't want to have problems of if we get laid off by my job, now we're like destitute. That's just silly. But now we've got something to fall back on. Even if it means we need to have a lot of revenue, cover the loan payment, rent, the utilities. I'm learning to not let stress get to me. Each night, like that, I've been sleeping rest. I'll like, oh, I forgot to set up auto pay for the internet. I'm like, no, freeze. Odds are pretty good the internet will be up tomorrow. Oh. So let's worry about the internet tomorrow. And we'll get it done tomorrow. We'll be fine. Time to get some sleep. Yeah, sleep, lack of sleep never helps any. You need good sleep. Even if you have a big punch list the next day, you have to take care of brain, body. Because it's a business that's supposed to serve people and not sucking the life out of people, whether it be unproductive, structured, or ownership. So that's all I got today. Gonna meet the owner. Gonna have our team meeting to go over some details, and we'll see you on from there. Rock and roll.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.